Stooks in the morning.
Yes, hello. Could you tell me, who are you planning to vote for the Attorney General's post?
Well, you know what? I'm not really one to share my political views on the air because I don't want it to come off the wrong way or for people to actually listen to me. I want people to make it up for their own mind. Wouldn't you agree, Chris?
Yeah.
I just think that anybody who doesn't vote for this Paul Morrison is foolish.
Why is that?
Well, he's,
I'm sorry?
He's won my heart.
Is that right?
Yes, he's, not only is he highly qualified, but he's a very attractive man.
Okay, I mean, you're going to vote for him based on attractiveness?
Well, I keep an election year scrapbook every year and put my most prominent clips up front, and that way I can flip back through it and remember elections past.
That seems kind of boring.
Actually, I think it's a fun activity, and it really helps gather your senses and gather your thoughts when you're going to the voting booth to vote. I think it's important.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made fun of you for that.
And listen to this clipping. Listen to this clipping. Listen to what he said. This was he said this in one of his commercials. It's quite liberating to listen to. If I could read it to you.
Sure.
Okay. hold on. I lost my place. Let me see here. Okay. He says this to some woman he used to work with. Don't get me wrong. I love my wife and kids, but I'm very attracted to you. Now, what are we going to do about that? And then he calls himself a manly man.
Well, that wasn't his ad. That was Phil Klein's ad saying that he said that stuff to some woman like 15 years ago. Pretty old stuff. And it was dismissed or something. There's some questions there.
I believe he said these things, and seeing him stand there with that beautiful bald head and doctored up in his suit, even though I think he would look quite striking in a cowboy getup. And don't even get me started on that mustache.
Okay. You're a mustache fan, huh?
Yes. Yeah. It's a very striking look for him, and in contrast to his opponent, the incumbent Attorney General Philip Klein, who I say has the Sahara factor, if you know what I mean.
No, but I really don't think I want to.